Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. It's about that time in January when you've had it up to here with the best blanks of 2013 lists and saying Happy New Year starts to sound a little worn. Sure signs that it's time for award season. Never mind reviews, box office, or the People's Choice Awards. As far as the industry is concerned, the Oscar race begins with the Golden Globes Awards on Sunday night. The ceremony takes place at right about the time thousands of members of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences are filling out their Oscar ballots. That's what makes the 90-odd obscure journalists who are members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association so influential. They determine who gets nominated and who wins Golden Globes, and they are wined, dined, and stroked by studios and stars accordingly. We're going to talk about predictions and snubs and the ins and outs of the Golden Globe Movie Awards with a pair of our own influencers. Amy Diaz, editor for the Hippo Press, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me back.
And Adam Jones is a filmmaker who lives in New Hampshire. He works all over on commercials and short features. He's a voting member of the Directors Guild of America, which holds its own ceremony this month. Hello, Adam.
Great to be here, Virginia. Thanks.
Okay, so we know little about this mysterious cabal known as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. How about you? What do you know about them, Amy?
I know that they have the better show. The Golden Globes are kind of famous for people getting a little tipsy, for people like Christine Lottie being in the bathroom when they win an award. Crazy things tend to happen. And this year, it's Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, who are my imaginary best friends. They are hosting again. So I'm looking forward to the show, no matter how fake it might actually be.
All right, so let's do this, you guys. We're going to run through the nominees, and then you two can tell me who's going to win, who should win, and maybe who should have been a contender, because, you know, maybe there's somebody worthwhile who never got nominated. We'll start with the Golden Globe nominees for Best Motion Picture Drama, 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush. What would your choices be for the movie of the year? Drama. We have to distinguish that, Amy.
I would probably say 12 Years a Slave. This seems like this movie's year, and it'll probably get a fair number of these awards.
How about you, Adam? Any big choices for you?
It's funny. I feel like 12 Years a Slave is the kind of movie that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association would not pick as a winner. I don't know why. Maybe
well,
because
they tend to stay away from very serious, serious films.
Yeah. I mean, I see them gravitating toward Gravity.
it does have a pull, two
of the largest, biggest stars.
Yeah, that is a movie that people go to, which is something that you actually tend to see more with Golden Globes. Oscar maybe gives the award to the more prestigious film, and the Golden Globes will hand the award to the big movie, that a lot of people saw, sort of the Avatar.
Mm-hmm. Which are the movies that you guys saw that should have been nominated for Golden Globes, the ones that you loved?
I mean, these are good. I think these are solid calls for drama. I was a huge fan of Dallas Buyers Club. That movie rocked my world in a way I never expected. So, maybe I would mention that.
There are not only drama nominees, but they kind of double their money by adding Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, which this year includes American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Someone, I think it was Slate, had a piece that had a great title, something to the effect of, just because you laughed at the movie, didn't make it a comedy. A lot of these are not Wolf of Wall Street in particular. I would not necessarily consider them comedies. They had funny moments, but they're not, when you go to the comedy section of your Netflix, these are probably not the movies you're going to find.
I might disagree with you, though, on The Wolf of Wall Street. That, to me, of all of the nominees, made me laugh the most.
Well, I definitely laughed at that one. I laughed at American Hustle, too, but it's not Anchorman 2. It's not The Heat, which is, I think, a movie that definitely could have been in there. Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock came out earlier this year, sort of a girl buddy cop movie. Was really funny. Also, The World's End, which was from the Shaun of the Dead guys. Both of those are solid, more traditional comedies, and I think they could have had a place there.
Let's play just a clip here from the movie American Hustle. This is David O. Russell's film, starring here Christian Bale. In this scene, he's trying to pick up Amy Adams at a very decadent indoor winter Long Island poolside party.
Is that Duke Ellington on your bracelet?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. He died this year,
I know. I doubt anyone else here knows or cares about it.
Well, I care about it. He saved my life many times.
Mine too. Which one?
Cheap's Blues.
Cheap's Blues?
Mm-hmm. Cheap's Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Right now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Christian Bale there rocking a mad comb over and giving us a real 70s feeling. He's Irving Rosenfeld with Amy Adams as Sidney Prosser, who becomes his cohort as a con. So what do you think? Who's going to win in the best film category, musical and comedy?
American Hustle was my favorite film of the year. And Christian Bale's performance blew my doors off personally. I the way he transforms himself for roles is kind of second to none. My mother, for example, saw the film and I said, "How good was Christian Bale in that?" And she goes, "Christian Bale was in that?" You know, and in that scene that you just played, you know, the things that he can do without speaking, his nonverbal expression, when he says, when he just repeats the name of the record back at her, there is this unspoken instant attraction that you just feel, and you know, it's hard to pick one moment, but for me that was like, wow.
All right, then we're going to switch gears to Best Actor category in both drama and comedy. Nominees are Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, Idris Elba in Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, Tom Hanks in Captain Phillips, Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club, Robert Redford is almost a wordless performance in All Is Lost, Christian Bale in American Hustle, Bruce Dern in Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, Oscar Isaac in Inside Llewyn Davis, and Joaquin Phoenix in Her. What do you think, Amy?
I would say that Christian Bale is definitely on that short list. You know, I would also, I think he's going to be fighting against Chiwetel Ejiofor. Apologies if I'm saying that wrong. I think those are probably the two lead performances that we're going to be looking at. And my guess would be that those are the two performances that get awards at the Golden Globes.
Chiwetel Ejiofor is the British actor who plays Solomon Northrup, a free black man from upstate New York who was abducted and then sold into slavery. Let's hear just a clip from that film.
Will you truckle at his boot? No. You luxuriate in his favor.
I survive. I will not fall into despair. I will offer up my talents to Master Ford. I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportune.
All right, terrific, terrific performance there by Chiwetel Ejiofor. I looked up that pronunciation, by the way, Amy. What do you think, Adam? What do you think for dude performances this year?
For me, again, it was the transformation that Matthew McConaughey went through in Dallas Buyers Club. And, you know, most people picture him running shirtless on the beach in Us magazine, and this is not that. And he has so much bravado. And then what happens to him, I don't think it's a spoiler to say he becomes HIV positive mm-hmm. in the early days of AIDS. And this film and sort of the way that contracting that disease and the crowd that he and the way he's ostracized at that time conflicts with the bravado that his character had as literally a bull rider. You don't get much more of a dude's dude than that. So, you know, that really just struck me, that the way that mixed tones between, it was almost like Blow meets Philadelphia, blew my mind. And then you've got Tom Hanks, who went,
America's sweetheart, Tom Hanks, is how I like to refer to him.
Yeah, but Tom Hanks.
Trademark.
Tom Hanks went full snot this year in.
Wait a minute. What is full snot?
Well, full snot is something that I'm not sure if it's intentional, although I read it was in Russell Crowe's performance in Gladiator. He won for Best Actor.
Went Anne full Hathaway. Snot. Full
snot singing people in Les Mis last year.
Yeah. Right, when the bodily fluids come out.
The
along
bodily
with
fluids.
The performance.
And,
it's as good as weight gain and a prosthetic nose in terms of getting award recognition.
And if you can do a combination of those things, shoo in.
All right, so now we know what an important characteristic that is for delivering a great performance. We do have to take a break, but don't think we've forgotten about the ladies. When we come back, we're going to talk about Best Actress nominees with Amy Diaz, editor for the Hippo Press, and New Hampshire filmmaker Adam Jones. Stay with us for more Golden Globe hits, misses, and should have been a contenders on Word of Mouth. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today we're going through the 2013 films and performances nominated for Golden Globe Awards. Joining me is Amy Diaz, editor for the Hippo Press, and the New Hampshire filmmaker Adam Jones. Okay, let's pick up where we left off before the break with the Best Actress nominees. Now, again, I have to say both the drama and comedy slash musical categories. So, there's Cate Blanchett in Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock in Gravity, Judi Dench in Philomena, Emma Thompson in Saving Mr. Banks, and Kate Winslet in Labor Day. For the comedy slash musical, Amy Adams in American Hustle, Julie Delpy in Before Midnight, Greta Gerwig in Frances Ha, Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Enough Said, and Meryl Streep in August, Osage County. Okay, who stands out for you, Amy?
You know, I actually do think that's a pretty good list of the performances, of the really strong female performances for this year. You know, I kind of think that probably Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine will get the award, even though for me it kind of goes into what NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, their pundits call most acting instead of best acting. I think there's a lot of most acting happening with her performance, but I still think that that's the big talked about one. That's probably going to get the award. I also think Meryl Streep, I don't know. I think don't they have her name? Isn't her name the default on all of these awards? So she might just get it because it's already there.
They don't have to chisel it in each year. How about for you?
Well, I wanted to just give props then to Sandra Bullock for Gravity. You know, there are films that affect people because of straight up drama, and there are films that have a huge amount of technical prowess. And this is a film that to make, if you could put yourself in her place in that suit on a green screen, floating, looking at imaginary objects with just another guy to talk to and objects flying at her. An amazing accomplishment there.
I mean, it's her movie. She holds the whole movie and does a really good job of it. And if I were picking, I would actually say that Sandra Bullock or Judi Dench in the best drama category would be my pick.
Oh, for Philomena.
Yes.
Let's hear just a scene from that. It's almost redundant to say that Judi Dench gives a great performance at this point, but she's playing Philomena Lee in the film Philomena, which is based on a true story. Journalist Martin Sixsmith, played by Steve Coogan, she finds that he actually met the son who was taken away from her as a child. She has been searching for him for some 50 years. Let's hear this.
I met him.
Where?
At the White House.
Oh, God.
About 10 years ago when I was with the BBC.
What was he like?
I can't remember. It was a Republican
but
thing.
You must remember something.
Well, he was by the door when we went. I shook hands with him.
Well, what kind of a handshake did he have?
It was firm. I mean, I would remember if he'd had a weak handshake. You don't get to that position with a weak handshake.
No, so he had a firm handshake. What else?
He was smart.
Oh, I always kept him smart. And did you remember anything he said?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It might have been hi.
Hello.
He was polite.
Well, he was smart and he had a firm handshake.
He said hello.
He said hello.
He
was
polite.
Oh, Martin.
Aw, Judi Dench. Quite a performance there. And also, I have to add quite a performance by Steve Coogan. Well, we don't have time to go through every single category here, but Adam, I just definitely wanted to get to your category, Best Director, Motion Picture. Nominees, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Paul Greengrass for Captain Phillips, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, Alexander Payne for Nebraska, and David O. Russell for American Hustle. Who's going to win? Who should? Nominated or not?
You know, these are pretty great movies, pretty great directors. Again, you know, I would say that Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, just an amazing job at what he did technically in that film. Not something you'd seen from him before. Amazing, amazing job that he did with, you know, just two players. Amazing. Paul Greengrass, I mean, I'm a disciple of the Bourne movies. United 93, the way that he makes a documentary style seem so immediate. He did it again with Captain Phillips. And, you know, for him, perspective is such an amazing tool that he uses. So and then I don't know. It's a tough call. I mean, I think Steve McQueen is another strong. It's tough to say.
You're hedging. You're not choosing there, Adam.
I'm gonna go with David O. Russell again because American Hustle for me was my favorite.
What do you think, Amy? Who's going to?
I would actually say for both should and going to, it would be somewhere Alfonso Cuarón or Steve McQueen. Mm. I think in both cases, the director really comes through and the hard work they had to do. Steve McQueen, I think, did a really good job of, for this is for 12 Years a Slave, pulling that movie back. It wasn't a big soapy melodrama. He really just let the historical facts and the historical horrors come through without having to underline it. He let the thing stand for itself. I think that shows some real prowess as a director. And then Gravity, because you're dealing with all these elements, with special effects and with the performance of one person, again, I think there's a lot that the director had to do there. So either one of those would be my should and will.
We're going to have to skip through quickly on Best Supporting Actress or Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture. They don't distinguish here between drama or comedy. Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts for August, Osage County, and June Squibb for Nebraska. Shoulds, will?
You know, maybe Will Lawrence, maybe. I think, you know, she turned in a strong performance. Personally, my favorite, June Squibb, was just so much fun to watch in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she plays an older woman who's sort of fighting with her husband, but cares for him. There's all sorts of complex stuff going on there. I really like that performance.
How about you, Adam?
Jeez, I would probably go with Will Win will be Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle. And, well, but then there's Julia Roberts arguing with Meryl Streep. You know, it's tough. Yeah.
All right, we'll let you not choose on this one as we ask Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture, Bradley Cooper for American Hustle, Michael Fassbender for 12 Years a Slave, Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club, Daniel Brühl, a German actor, for Rush, Barkhad Abdi for Captain Phillips, the Somali actor.
I am a huge fan of Barkhad Abdi's performance in Captain Phillips. Just to say he was beyond authentic is an understatement. This guy blew my mind. I think it would be so cool if he rode that rocket ship to the moon.
Any favorites for you, Amy?
I would agree. I would say Abdi in Captain Phillips would be my should win. I think will win. Jared Leto probably has a really good handle on that award. And he could be one of those guys that goes through the whole season and kind of cleans up.
And he plays a drag queen in Dallas Buyers Club.
Well,
one contest that I think is going to be really interesting to watch this year is the best foreign language film. Looks like Blue is the Warmest Color and The Great Beauty are going to be the big battle here. I have to say I am a big fan of The Great Beauty. Have you seen it yet, Amy?
I haven't. I haven't had a chance to really dive into the foreign films yet. I would say that Blue is the Warmest Color probably has the most name recognition.
Yeah, it's a lot of hype because it was very explicitly sexual.
And long. was the thing actually I heard from work. People than the sex was the length of the movie. But I think that's probably the movie that has the most name recognition. That doesn't always mean it wins, but that often means it's the winner.
What do you think, Adam?
The Great Beauty blew my mind. I laughed, cried. It's something where you're watching opulent beauty and partying in Rome, and this lifestyle that you're like looking at this guy going, God, I wish I had this. And he's charming and the beautiful women and everything, but he's so sad. And he is sort of exemplary of this character that a lot of us may know, a lot of us may be, in a strange way, sort of just stagnated in your work and just coasting. And he reaches a point in his life where he just doesn't want to coast anymore.
Well, okay, so you're bringing us to the what does it all mean question, Adam. We've got the Golden Globes happening this coming Sunday. You know, people love to make fun of these awards, but they're also, as Amy pointed out, really fun to watch. Any great indications for the Golden Globes?
I always liked my favorite part of this, I'll be honest, is Joan Rivers the day after watching them talk about the dresses. So no matter what happens with the awards, I know it's going to be a great night.
Adam?
Well, what was it, 4 years ago when Rick Gervais first hosted it? And offended so many people, including me. Like, he made my skin crawl, and I call myself a comedy director. And then I saw the reaction, particularly from comedians, how they were just lauding him as just breaking new ground. And I do think that, and of course now I've just changed my vote on that. And then they asked him back, and then they found Amy and Tina. So, I mean, I've heard that Amy and Tina Fey have been asked to host the Oscars and they refused, maybe because they like this party and they want to stay there. But they're the best thing going out there. I don't think there's anyone that would disagree that in hosting an award show is a really, really difficult job, but somehow they do it so gracefully and work off each other so well. So love watching their work.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go so you can start rehearsing your outfits for the Golden Globes.
Vintage Target couture is what I'm planning.
I'm going full pajama.
Full pajama.
The Golden Globe Awards will be strutting onto the red carpet on Sunday night. You can look at a scorecard at the LA Times. Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Adam Jones, director now working on his first documentary feature film, a member of the Directors Guild of America. He lives right here in New Hampshire. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Virginia.
Now, how do you say the name of that woman who played Patsy in 12 Years a Slave? Or the French actresses from Blue is the Warmest Color? We're going to help you out there. We have a link to Slate's pronunciation guide to this year's nominees at wordofmouthradio.org.